Hi, this is Gloss for Nash Bozarts Radio Dead Air, and I have with me author Peter Espiegel. And while I know a lot of people remember him for The Last Unicorn, there's many other things he's done as well. Peter, what are you working on now?
At the moment, I feel like George Burns' line, I can't die, I'm booked. I'm trying to finish three stories for a chapbook based on paintings by Lisa Snellings Clark. People like Gene Wolfe have done that before. And, yeah, I'm hustling, trying to make a deadline. I'm constantly hounded by deadlines. There are at least two books, a young adult novel and an adult novel, whatever the difference is, due to come out next year. And it's very much like, if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium. I have a tendency these days to ask my business manager, Connor Cochran, what am I working on? He'll remind me. What to do when? He'll remind me.
That makes sense. It was Connor I went through to get this interview in the first place. I have a random question. Yeah. If you had to pick a book for someone to read to get their best introduction to you, what book would you recommend?
I think my own favorite is still The Innkeeper's Song, which is, for me, so far as good as I've gotten. And there's another book called Tamsin. It's a ghost story. And it's a good introduction to the way I go at things, even if it's told by a 13-year-old girl. It interests me. People who know my work have different favorites, and they're not always The Last Unicorn.
That's what I wanted to know. I know I've read The Innkeeper's Song.
Yeah.
All right, pulling a blank there all of a sudden. What was the collection I had last year that had the one about the rhinoceros in it?
That's a collection called The Rhinoceros Who Quoted Nietzsche, which is funny because it's not the title of the story. It's actually Professor Gottesman and the Indian Rhinoceros, which is my favorite of my own short stories still. And Nietzsche is about the one philosopher the rhinoceros doesn't quote. But that was a collection, kind of overview of my work, all the way from when I was 17 and sold my first story to about 1997. And there's a new book, newish book, The Line Between, which is the short fiction I've done since, or some of it.
Okay. I haven't seen that one. You'll have to keep my eyes out for it. Do you have it? There it is.
Right,
let me get my check card. I might be picking that up next. Let's see. I guess I know Nash wants me to keep it short this year, so I'm going to ask if you have any final thoughts. I always see storytelling as being something that's divine, whether there's a god or gods or what have you. I think it's a thing that we do that puts us in touch with that sort of thing. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's as ancient as we are. I think the two, probably the two most ancient art forms, you know, human development, are story and music. I think those two started, again, as a way to celebrate and also a way to remember and as a way to keep from being scared. You know, when the dark comes down and then you don't have, you may or may not have fire, you're lucky if you do, there are a lot of eyes out there. And sometimes the only thing to do is tell stories.
I like that. That makes sense. Well, thank you very much. Could I get a bump for Radio Dead Air? Peter Espiegel, this is Radio Dead Air.
I'm glad we... for Peter Espiegel, this is Radio Dead Air. Been a pleasure to be visiting, as always. And I'll inevitably be back. There is no escaping me.
And for that, I'm glad.